Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Valentine in the morning.
It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Tomorrow's a big day for Jill. We're all excited about this. Tomorrow's egg retrieval day for you.
Yeah, I'm freezing my eggs. And tomorrow, it's confirmed. I went to my last appointment yesterday and got the go-ahead. Everything's looking really good. And then I had to wake up at 1 a.m. this morning to do my final injection. And it was a new medication that I haven't been doing. I've been doing shots for like the past 10 days. Yeah, this was a new injection. And I am... not feeling great right now.
Not feeling your best right now?
No, I'm in some pain. Right. I'm very nauseous. I would kind of like to throw up, even though I don't like doing that. I feel like I need to, but I'm not going to. But
get out of here. Go home. Seriously.
I will in a little bit.
Let's
I'm okay
just finish
right now.
Everything. Lisa Fox coming up next. She has a...
Thank you for your show.
But I know it's the shot. I know this was going to happen. There are some side effects, but...
Sure. Like, you're taking tomorrow off, though, right?
Oh, I'm taking tomorrow off, yes.
No, I'm taking it off, too.
Yes.
Wait, what? Same.
Well, I'm getting, like, sympathetic, like, bloat and everything.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I told her that. She didn't believe me.
No.
Like, you're my friend. I'm sympathizing here, and I'm getting, like, don't guys get, like, sympathetic labor pains or something? Is that a real thing?
Sympathy pains, yeah. It can be. I don't think it's anywhere near the real
Dude,
labor pains.
Are you looking at the faces in the studio? Because...
Well, sympathy pains are a thing. It's like if your kid gets hurt, your leg hurts too if their leg
right.
hurts. You know, like it's a real thing.
And Jill's like the daughter I never had. So here I am, I'm getting the sympathetic bloat.
Okay.
I'm feeling it, guys. I might need tomorrow off too.
I think just because my body is
you've been
preparing
through a lot. Right.
For tomorrow. So there's a lot going on and I'm just not feeling great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So we're going to try and get you out of here. Why don't you leave or, you know.
I mean, I'm good. I'm sitting here. I'm okay. I'm not going to throw up.
Yeah, that's not something
I talk
person
myself out of it.
4
I
feet
won't.
Away from you wants
I
to
won't,
hear.
But I'm not going to.
How about that? Imagine you're 4 feet from somebody right now. They go, listen, I'm not going to throw up. You're literally 4 feet from that person.
I promise you I'm not going to.
Well, I guess there's a computer monitor between me and you. There's two of them. Brian's more of a direct line of sight.
In my mind.
Jill.
What?
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, just don't talk about it. Let's just battle.
Where's
let's,
that old COVID plexiglass? Is that still around there?
I know. We do need to get that. But I actually thought about that last night, the COVID plexiglass we had installed with everything with the stuff going on. Well, just with the Delta variant. Everyone in the room is vaccinated. We're all vaccinated here and everything.
Brian has it. He's putting it back up.
But I don't know, man. That stuff's kind of scary, so I take it seriously. Brian's putting the plexiglass in front of Jill, though.
I'm not going to, don't worry.
She's fine, but we do want to move things along and see if we can get her out of here or something today. All right, it is the battle of the sexes. Is that all you have in the plexiglass?
I lost a lot of the parts.
Representing the men, his name is Irving. He lives in Gardena. He's an intern. Oh, that's last hour, isn't it?
Oops.
Yeah, here he is. Representing the men, his name is Danny. He lives in West Covina. He's in technology, enjoys hanging out with his kids. Danny, what's going on, buddy? How are you doing, man?
Hey, thanks, everybody. This is the highlight of my morning, every morning.
Aww,
this,
nice.
What you just heard, was a highlight?
It's a highlight.
All right.
Representing the ladies, her name is Monique. She's from Fontana. She works in customer service and enjoys going to Disneyland. Let's hear it for Monique.
Monique, what's up, Monique? How are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. You know, we're doing the best we can, right?
Yep, every
well,
day.
Here's how it works, Monique. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Danny, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, and we're still tied into regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. A police officer named John McClane is a lead character in what movie series?
John McClane. Terminator?
No, you'll probably see it this fall on Hallmark and Lifetime. It's a Christmas movie called Die Hard.
Oh, that's right.
Die Hard.
Danny, what female singer has a younger sister named Noah, who is also a singer?
I don't know this one.
It's Miley Cyrus and Noah Cyrus.
All right. What former world champion boxer faced YouTuber Logan Paul in an exhibition match last month?
Logan Paul. Oh, I could picture him, but I don't know his name. What's his name?
Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather.
That's right.
Thank Danny. You. Thank you very much.
Danny, what kind of cake uses a special pan with a hole in the middle?
Oh, that's a good cake.
A bundt cake?
Oh.
That is correct.
Imagine if they didn't have a hole. We'd have more bundt cake, right? There'd be more cake. Yeah. Fill in the hole in the bundt.
Great point.
Thank you. Current score, 1-0 men. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are the guys behind all 23 seasons of what Comedy Central show? You got to get this right or the men win.
Comedy Central.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone, what show? 23 seasons.
Comedy Central. I don't... My Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. That's not the right answer.
Yeah, yeah. You said Beavis and Butthead.
No, it was South Park. Fellas win. Battle of the Sexes Championship Certificate. Download it as a PDF. Print it. Hang it on your wall with pride, my friends.
Awesome. Will do.
How about this? You ready for this? La Musica de Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin. Enrique, Ricky, Staples Center, November 19th. This will be a fun, fun show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Thanks,
tickets,
everybody.
You got it. Tickets to their shows November 18th and 19th at Staples, November 20th at Honda Center. On sale right now, LiveNation.com, LiveNation.com. But you got it. Nice job. As you exit the stage, Monique, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Well, thank you for letting me play. I enjoy you guys every morning. And good luck tomorrow, Jill.
Oh, thank you, Monique. Thank you very much.
We'll have updates on the show, too. We'll have, I guess your sister's there, so she can give us updates. You're doing okay?
Britt's going to be with me. It's a little bit later in the morning, so it's going to take place.
It might be after our show?
Yeah, right after the show.
Okay. Thought we'd do egg count updates or something. Seemed very funny to me. I don't know. Tony Jordan, stand by. She has the morning traffic. Tony, what is going on?
It's Valentine in the morning. Three things you need to know right now.
Okay, it is 8:21. Check out this one, guys. Early this morning, and we know this in Southern California. When I tell you this number, you're going to feel just a heavy, heavy sense of shock when I tell you this. Early this morning, a magnitude 8.2 earthquake hit off the coast of Alaska. A few hours later, the National Weather Service ruled out the possibility of a tsunami along the coast of Southern California. Several Alaskan coastal communities were evacuated following the quake, the largest to hit the United States in over 50 years. There have been no reports of injuries, thank God, or serious damage to the property. So maybe it was far enough off the coast or deep enough that it didn't cause that many problems. But you hear that number, and we know it. We're Southern California residents. When you hear an 8.2, your heart just sinks.
You think of the Northridge quake, and that was a
6.7, 6.9,
yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Something
like that. As COVID-19 cases surge again, Disneyland is once again to require guests and employees to wear masks while indoors, regardless of vaccination status. But they are remaining open, so keep your Mickey ears up for that one. The new policy takes effect tomorrow. Almost all new COVID cases around the country are among people who are unvaccinated. But health experts have noted that even people who have received the vaccine could still carry and transmit the virus. They probably wouldn't even feel sick, might be asymptomatic, but they could technically transmit the virus. That's why they want everyone wearing the mask. Simone Biles took to Twitter last night to express gratitude to her fans for all the positive messages she's received. She said, "The outpouring of love and support I've received has made me realize I'm more than my accomplishments in gymnastics, which I never truly believed before." This comes after she chose to withdraw from the team and all-around competitions at the Tokyo Olympics for mental health reasons. Simone Biles can still compete in individual events later on the game, so we'll keep an eye on that one for you. All right, coming up next, when did you lie or stretch the truth on a dating app?
I'm not technically lying. I'm just not being as detailed, if that makes sense.
No. We'll find out, though, right after the song. I'm not technically lying.
Not lying.
So when did you lie or stretch the truth on a dating app? Text in at 31043 or give us a call. Here's Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and say...
It's Valentine in the morning.
1043 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning, 866-544 MyFM. Text in 31043. Valerie Hernandez to the microphone. Microphone number 4. Valerie lies on dating apps.
I'm not lying. I'm stretching the truth, as Jill says. When you work at iHeart, we get perks, and these people are strangers, and you don't really know their intentions or anything like that. Right. So I don't say I work at iHeart. Okay. I say I work in computers.
Okay. Mm.
And I'm not lying. I use a computer every day.
Yeah, and really working in the computer, though. I mean, it's like...
in computers.
Yeah. Well, that paints a different picture, like your IT or something, but okay.
It's boring enough that people aren't going to push it.
Okay. A lot of times I've noticed in these conversations that are started on dating apps, at least for me anyways, guys aren't necessarily asking what I do. Like, you don't really talk about your job. On my Bumble profile, it says, for my job, in sales at entertainment.
Okay.
At entertainment. I don't put iHeart. And I feel like once a conversation is started and I'm talking to somebody and I'm seeing that this is going somewhere, if they ask, I will be upfront and honest. I will say Valentine in the morning. Like, I will tell them everything. Mm-hmm. But in that initial first swipe, and to be honest, a lot of conversations don't really go anywhere. But in that first initial seeing of my profile, they're not seeing iHeart. They're not seeing Valentine in the morning. Nothing like that.
It reads like either you want to keep it sort of, you know, vague and you don't want to tell them, or like you're a bot that can't put a sentence together or something.
It did sound weird, didn't it? I work sales, entertainment in.
The way you fill out your profile,
that's
it would
how
make
it comes
sense
out,
for
right?
other careers, but in mine, I was like, I work in sales at entertainment.
Well, mine says I'm a record producer who gives out big contracts.
Oh, wow.
No, it doesn't. I'm married.
Oh, right.
I went on a blind date one time, and I went through the entire date, and he was asking me all kinds of questions about work and my family and friends, and I was very honest with him, and I told him, and he was like surprised. Come to find out, as we're walking to my car at the end, he said, I know you are on Valentine the morning. I listen every day. Like, he knew all the answers.
Yes.
To my questions that he was still asking, and I thought,
he's being polite, he's being nice.
Well, I would feel more comfortable if you said that up front.
The guy goes, I know everything about you. I know that you did this, that, and your sister's name.
But
weird.
You were lying too.
You were lying, that's right.
You were in sales.
He asked me.
She does work in sales.
Oh, he told me. I told him. I'm on a show called Valentine the Morning on 104.3 MyFM. He acted surprised, like he didn't know. And so right then I was like, I would have much rather him have said, like, oh, I know you work for iHeart, or I saw you're on your Instagram that you are.
But you would have thought he was stalky-ish at that point then.
I honestly would not
have. You sure? I don't know. It's tough to go back and see what you really would have thought.
No, because
you're Monday morning quarterbacking this.
With people on these dating apps, they can go and they can look at my Instagram. And if you take the time and you go and you look, you will see it says Valentine in the morning on it. Like, it's all out there.
Well, right now somebody's probably, I don't know if there's a filter on Bumble or not, but they're probably searching for somebody sales entertainment team.
You can. You
know? I'm looking for that right now. So you'd rather just be able to put what you do, but you're afraid that people will see iHeart or something and what? Try and get a record deal out of you or try and meet stars?
I feel like that would be the only reason that they would swipe right. That they would say, like, yes, I want to date you.
You want them to swipe right for you, not for free concert tickets.
Right.
Same for you, Val?
100%. Right, because if you say, like, oh, I work at iHeart, they'll be like, oh, so you have free tickets for this, or this. So it's kind of like, just avoid all of it.
Sure. You know what's kind of scummy about this? And I've been out of the dating scene for obviously 25 years. Happily married, 23 years to my beautiful wife, Leilani. I know enough, and Kev, you too. You've worked in the business for a while. There's a bunch of, I'm sure, male radio hosts out there. They put it front and center what they do for a living.
I've seen it.
Sure.
Yeah, because they want, you know, to impress the young lady, like, oh, I'm on the radio. Ooh.
I'd rather you get to know me and like me for my answer of my irrational fear rather than just
for what you do
iHeart.
For a living and trying to get free stuff out of you. Okay. All right. 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. What have you stretched the truth about on a dating app? What have you lied about on a dating app? 866-544-MYFM.
Text Valentine in the morning. This is Valentine in the morning.
MyFM.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. The weather today, sunny, hot, temps the 80s to upper 90s, mid to upper 70s at the beaches. 75 in Granada Hills, 76 in Corona. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
We now know the two stars who are in talks to star in the new Haunted Mansion movie for Disney. I'll tell you who they are at 8:50.
And we also now know that Jill and Valerie both lie profusely on their dating profiles.
Just don't go into detail.
Just on what they broad, do for a living.
Just the occupation.
I am computer. that's Valerie's. We're asking. We are getting more texts. More people do it. Stacy said, I work in law enforcement, but I say I work in customer service.
Okay.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Just not wanting to be totally upfront about what you do. Corey said, I lie about my height, which is a little different. Ivana said my profile
lies
says,
about that. So, I mean, you know, is it a big lie, like 6 inches, or is it like 1 inch or something? Like, if you're 5'11", you say you're 6 feet. Come on.
I have found that when a guy puts his height on these apps, I always just subtract 2 inches, and that's probably what their height is.
Well, that's probably accurate in many, many things in life.
Oh, okay.
Ivana said, my profile says I love hiking. I do not love hiking.
Oh.
I would just leave it off. And Shauna, this one, I don't think any of us can defend this, Shauna. I'm sorry, but she's being honest, though. She said, my picture is from 2009. That's 12 years ago.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. I mean, I'm one to use like old photos sometimes and stuff, but that doesn't look anything like you, does it? 2009?
That's a... I don't know. I've seen people post in
To be fair, certain ethnicities just don't show their age. You know what I mean?
People are upfront though in their bios, and they'll say, these are not new photos, all photos pre-COVID. I've seen that a couple times on bios.
Oh, that's kind of a red flag. What happened to you during COVID?
I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey, swipe right, pal. We've all been there, okay? I'm thinking about myself, what I would use. I'd have to use a pre-COVID photo too. Oh my God. Afterwards, like, bleh. All right, it's 8:39. It's 104.3 MyFM. Hey, Jody.
Hello.
Well, let's talk about you on that dating app. What did you bend the truth about on your dating app?
I just didn't tell them what I did for a living.
Common, obviously. We've heard this very common, keeping your job kind of hidden. So what did you say you did first?
Well, I just kept it very vague and said I help people find their personal goals or something to that effect. I didn't tell them exactly what I did.
Okay, you help people find their personal goals. Now, since we're not dating, let's pull back the curtain. What do you really do, Jody?
I'm a licensed psychotherapist.
Oh.
Yeah, guys get intimidated by stuff like that. They're so stupid.
Is that why
too,
you left it off? Because it's intimidating?
Well, one of two things is because either it was that they would just close up because they thought I was psychoanalyzing them.
Yeah.
Or B, they would start at, like, dumping their whole, all their baggage on the table at our first date.
No, that's funny.
Yeah, then that's okay. When do you eventually tell them what you do?
Probably about the second or third date if I'm really interested in them. But if I wasn't, then I already cut them off before that.
How do you turn it off, Jody? How do you turn off the ability to analyze and listen to somebody and that whole world of yours? Because you have so much more knowledge than the average bear in how people act and react and what's causal effect and stuff.
When I really just want to get to know a person, you just learn to compartmentalize. It's kind of what we learn to do when we're in school.
Okay. When you listen to our show, do you hear anything that stands out to you? That's not the response I wanted. Wait a minute. Hold on. Why are you laughing so heartily?
Because I knew you were going to ask.
All right, so you've got a list of things. Go right ahead. We're ready.
No, honestly, I love your show. I've been listening to for years. So, I mean,
who would you like to get on your couch?
Anything out of left field. What?
Who would you like to get on the couch more than the others?
Probably Jill. I think she has a really interesting history.
I'll have a lot to share with you.
Oh, wow. She's not going to get off that couch. You better be ready. Jody, have a great day. Thanks for sharing time with us.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got so nervous when she started laughing so heartily.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. It's beautiful, it's bittersweet,
you're like a broken old door. This is Valentine in the Morning. Woo!
What would that world look like, Kev? I don't know. What would that world look like, you know?
I don't know. See, the kids is where it kind of becomes.
Sure, it's weird and it's questionable morality-wise and stuff, but Kevin had asked if you could medically induce sleep for you and your family. For 6 months. Basically, you're going into like a coma for 6 months. And then come out, Would you do that? Would you be okay with that? You're fine medically,
is,
all that
this
stuff.
This is depressing, but the reason I brought it up is because things seem to be accelerating very quickly once again with COVID.
Delta variant and stuff, yeah.
Yes, yes. And all the spikes in cases everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to probably get worse before it gets better. And so if you could just kind of go to sleep for the next 6 months and wake up and see where we are, would you?
I'd be, you know what? It's so weird, but I watch all these sci-fi shows too. So I'd be afraid, number one, that you gave me a bit too much and I slept for like 1,000 years. Or number two, I just wake up in 6 months and the world is vastly different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. I'd be scared to do that. I want to be in the moment, mm-hmm. I guess. I love sleep. Don't get me wrong. That sounds fantastic. You know?
Yeah. Right.
More like Adam Sandler's Click, where you put the world on pause and just take a nap. I'd be into that.
Okay. Yeah. If everything. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm the same as you, Val.
Yeah.
Because even like last year, staying at home, not seeing my family as often as I would, like I was still able to see my nieces get older and reach different milestones that I watched over a phone or something.
Right.
You know,
you're like, still in the moment, even though the moment may not be great at times. That's what life is. Life is full of ups and downs. So when we have those amazing moments, we appreciate them. So if we just miss out and close our eyes for 6 months and wake up, oh, the world's okay or the world's not okay, whatever it is, I'd rather be there with the people I care about in the moment, facing the struggles.
So did I add that? You would lose 30 pounds.
Do you think I need to lose 30 pounds, Kevin?
No, I'm just saying that's a part of the, that's a part of it.
Choking on my donut.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
There's a rumor of a new Las Vegas residency, and this person has not had a concert in 4 years, and it would be good. I'll tell you who it is right after traffic.
Brought to you by HR.
Valentine. In the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Tiffany Haddish and Lakeith Stanfield are in talks to star in Disney's Haunted Mansion movie. Now, this movie will not be connected to the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion movie back in the early 2000s. This is going to be something completely separate. And the most recent Adele concert happened in the summer of 2017, four years ago. And now, the newest casino in Las Vegas, Resorts World, there's a rumor that she is going to have a residency there. And with that comes, you know, new music, I'm sure.
I knew it. I knew we got to get a new album, right? We got to get a new one.
I don't know when it's coming out, but it's got to be soon. But I'm sure if she has a residency, that new album will be out sooner than later. I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
And the title over the years has been ever changing of this new album, you know? Nobody knows what it's going to be.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because her age keeps changing. That's the title of her album. All right, it's 855-1043 MyFM. Jill, get out of here. Go home if you're not feeling well. You get your big appointment tomorrow.
No.
Go, get out. Walk out that door. Okay. Don't turn around now. You're not welcome. Oh, wait a minute.
Fired.
No.
You're fired.
I'll leave it with you. Thank
All
you.
All right,
thank
you're fired. Out she go. It's 8:55. We do have $1,000 for you coming up at 9 o'clock on MyFM. I've been reading
books of... Hey, it's Valentine in the morning.
Los Angeles.
Your shot at $1,000 now.
All right, here's the word you want to text in. The word is green, G-R-E-E-N, to the number 200-200. You get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply. Green, G-R-E-E-N, to the number 200-200 right now. Why are you still here?
Oh, I'm just finishing up a few things before I leave. Before I puke.
Get out.
I thought I fired you.
That's right. That's right. You did fire her a second ago.
Why? Why are you firing me?
Well, take a sick day. You're under the weather. You're allowed to have 1 hour. Text the word green right now.
Valentine in the morning.
Well, she's still here. We told her to leave.
I know.
Kevin fired her, but she's got some extra work to do. I'd say leave.
Not feeling very well.
I'm sorry.
It's not COVID related. It's,
right.
I'm having an egg retrieval tomorrow, and I've been injecting.
Well, more than one. They're taking out more than one egg, right? It's not just one egg retrieval.
No. There's a few in there that they're hoping we'll be able to freeze, but I have to give myself injections to prepare my body for that tomorrow, and I had to do one this morning at 1 a.m., and it's kind of like the big one, you know, that prepares the body.
Sure.
So I'm just kind of feeling gross.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, you're welcome to leave whenever you want.
I know,
that's
thank
been
you.
Stated. Okay.
You guys have been very nice in saying I can go, but I have so much to take care of after the show that I'm trying to get done now.
Nothing that we couldn't handle, maybe, or something? We can help you out?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
All right.
I got this.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Are your eggs going to get little jackets when they freeze them?
Little jackets?
To keep them warm or something?
Oh, no. We want them to be cold. We want them to stay frozen.
Yeah, I would say, are they frozen like... are they just all lumped together, I wonder?
I don't know.
A liquid? Are they like an egg box like we get at the market?
It's fascinating how they do
it. Really is,
and,
right?
And I don't understand it. I don't get it. I trust my doctors and the nurses that I've been talking to about it. But there's been some confusions. I've been receiving messages on Instagram from people congratulating me on the pregnancy.
Having a baby, right?
I'm not pregnant.
No.
I'm freezing my eggs. So then later on in life, if I'm having trouble getting pregnant,
this will be an option.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm 37 right now, so these eggs will be like my 37-year-old eggs.
There are so many questions for so many people, and this might be a silly one, but is a single egg, I'm guessing the answer is no, but is it visible to the naked eye, or are these like microscopic? Like, is it, I mean, I know it's teeny tiny, but is it something if you like really looked at, you'd be able to see?
Like the doctor? Or what do you mean?
Yeah. Like if I was holding
He'll be able to, right. He's saying, could you hold it in the palm of your hand and see the egg?
Could you?
Oh,
yeah.
I see. You know
Could you point to it and say, that's the egg?
Right.
I don't know.
And that's a piece of salt.
When I go in, when they're seeing like the progress, they can see my follicles. And every follicle produces an egg. So they can see, based on the number of follicles, which ones will be able to produce
an egg. I see.
So he's gone in and he's counted them.
He's counted your follicles.
Yeah.
Right.
I would assume they're extremely tiny. Like you
They've
could not
be very
see
small.
One.
They must be, right.
It's fascinating stuff, really.
It's crazy.
I'm just like picturing like, you know, like Kevin was saying, like they put them in the egg crate like we get at the market and then it's frozen.
So you said that.
No, you said that.
I don't want credit for that.
And then, no, that's yours. And then Kevin said down the road, you know, they open it up and they have to check for cracks and stuff. Like you run your fingers across the eggs at the
I
market.
I said none of this.
Cracks. Yeah.
This
Kevin had said it and it was very funny.
Well,
I give him full credit.
To tell you the truth.
Okay.
I have 7 follicles that are strong and they can...
Feeling good, producing an egg,
yes.
Great follicles, best follicles you've ever seen.
And I've had these 7 for the past couple of days, like he's been able to tell.
So you might have more at this point. You might have sprung some more follicles.
He says he's going to take as many as he can, whatever he sees, but I've been referring to them as the 7 dwarves. And then an 8th one popped up a couple days ago, and I referred to her as Snow White, but Snow White has not matured. So we're thinking it's just going to be the 7 dwarves.
So would you name one of your kids in down the road Sleepy, Grumpy, Dopey, you know?
Maybe. We'll see.
Would you suggest if a child really excels during Easter, if they excel at the egg hunt, they should go into this line of work? They should get like an application at HRC?
They can find them and yeah, that's not a bad idea.
He's making these jokes again. It's
we
just like the egg crate. He was doing
though.
It a second ago. The egg crate jokes he was making.
A lot of times with infertility, what I've been
comedy
finding
helps,
out
right?
with working with HRC, you know,
yeah,
a lot of times
helps.
It's not a happy experience. You're there because you're struggling and you're having problems with infertility.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, this is more of it's a encouraging and hopeful thing. So I'm very
My wife and I, you know, I mean, that's why you went to HRC because Leilani and I.
Right.
And we had struggled for years and years and years to conceive and finally went to HRC facility 13 plus years ago. And we have a wonderful son.
Yes.
You know, and it's tough. And then, you know, as a guy, so this is not me mansplaining or anything, but as a guy, it was hard too for me because in the medical world, it was the problem was on my side in the fertility world. Mm-hmm. And you see so many guys getting slapped in the back, like when you find out they're having a baby, their wife, hey, way to go, buddy, way to go, getting it done, Brian. Yeah, way to go, buddy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, all that stuff. And that's stupid. And then as a guy, you try and look at your own masculinity and you start to wonder, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this for my wife? Why can't I be part of this? And it just rocks your world and your self-confidence and everything. And our society, the way we look at men in that respect, which is so dumb, you know, it's just, it really can rock you and it can be really, it can take you to a dark place where you start to question a lot of things and why can't I, why not me? Why not me? Why not me? So yeah, infertility can be very, very hard on people out there. And anybody struggling to have a child right now knows exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And you got to make jokes about the egg crate. Good Lord.
I never said egg crate.
Find great ways to save on a reliable new Toyota at the We Make It Easy sales event. Three things you need to know right now.
All right, state health officials are now recommending that everyone in California wear a mask in indoor public settings, regardless of vaccination status. That announcement came from the California Department of Public Health yesterday. It's only a recommendation, but right now, LA County does have a mask mandate in place requiring face coverings indoors. Hang that on our door, because some people here at iHeart don't get that. There's been another sighting of a jetpack flying near LAX. Last night, a pilot called air traffic control to report.
We got a possible jetpack man in sight. Yeah, a jetpack man. You got that. Jetpack guy is back.
Last year, there were multiple jetpack sightings by commercial pilots flying near LAX, prompting the FAA and the FBI to investigate. Jetpacks can represent a hazard to aircrafts, and the FAA says it's aware of last night's sighting and it's investigating. I'm also thinking jetpacks probably aren't the safest thing for the guy on the jetpack, too. It's not like this technology that we're all like, oh, it's great. Jetpacks are easy. Yeah. It's like a Sea-Doo. Hop on. With August mere days away, how about that? A new survey of 2,000 Americans done to determine our favorite things about the summer season. 72% of respondents said that just thinking about summer instantly puts them in a good mood. The survey sought out to find the best and worst smells of summer as well. Let's see if you agree. Here we go.
Hold on one second. Before you move on, Jill, if you feel like throwing up, maybe you should leave the studio for just a moment.
Oh, I'm just going to... Okay, I'm going to turn off my headphones so I won't hear you.
Okay, no, I'm in the room.
I know, but I'll turn on some music over here.
Oh. Is that something you do often?
Sometimes.
Do you have the option of turning on music in just your headphones? Are you listening to another radio show or something?
No. I'll like play a music video or something and listen to a good song.
I didn't know that was an option. Can I have that feature on my side?
No.
All right, the summer smells we love the most. Well, what do you want? The ones we love the most or the ones we don't like?
Both.
First. Which one do you want first?
Love.
That's a bad thing. Always go with the bad thing first so you have a good taste in your mouth again. But you've decided, just like the eggshells. The summer smells we love the most are barbecue, fresh cut grass, and the beach air with a hint. It's a hint of sunblock.
Ah. Okay, those are right? Nice.
Oh, you're not listening to something?
I'm intrigued. Okay. I'm intrigued.
The summer smells we hate the most are sweaty BO, hot trash, and lawn mower fumes.
Sometimes sweaty BO, though, can smell good.
Oh, dear God.
You still need to leave. Tony, stand by. She is the morning traffic. Tony, what is going on?
This is Valentine in the morning.
She's actually still in the building. We told her to leave. We tried to get her to leave. She's still in the building working on something else.
We told her to leave at 7.
I know. We've done our
she
part, man.
To stick around. Then we all decided that 9 o'clock, hard out for Jill.
Hard out for Jill. 9:46, she's still doing stuff in the other room there. She needs to just get out of here. I mean, guys, we probably should get a Gracie for all we've done for Jill this morning, that award, you know? My gosh. Brian, what do you got planned for today, buddy? I know we have a big meeting.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can?
Hi, Jill.
How can you hear us? Why are you still here? Are we getting a Gracie for helping you get out of here?
Yeah, are you guys going to get that award?
It's an award for women helping women. But I'm very low testosterone. We all know that. I think I should be put up for a Gracie.
Okay, I'm going back to the other studio.
See you in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll see you in a few minutes, Jill. But feel free to go home, but I'll see you for lunch.
No, I'm almost out of here.
Okay, all right, please go. Bye.
Bye.
Awkward.
I know. It's trying to do our part, right, guys? Jeez, man. Brian, so we have that big meeting today. Anything else planned for you?
Well, today's the last day of me not having my kids here. They come back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to be back for the birth of the baby. Is that something that was important to you guys?
Yeah. I mean, they won't.
They've been gone for what, 2 weeks almost?
Yes, they've been gone for 2 weeks and they come back tomorrow after. It really did.
Well, it's probably kind of like it flew by and it didn't fly by. At some point, it probably felt like it was long. Then towards the end of the 2 weeks, now it flew by.
Yes, I missed them the whole time, but now I'm also like enjoying some time to myself.
Right, now you can miss them a bit more.
Yeah, another week or so.
Another week or so. Come on, grandparents love you. What's going on? Oh, that's nice.
So I don't know. We might have a special dinner tonight or something just to celebrate our last night of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Kevin, what do you got planned for today, bud?
Kind of a long story, and it's kind of gross, but we've been living in a rental house since January while our house is being built, and we have so much of our stuff in our garage. It's like a big 3-car garage. We're lucky that we have that kind of packed with all of our things. And we went out there to get something the other day and found quite a few dead bugs in boxes. And we opened one bag that wasn't really properly sealed and a bunch of bugs flew out and stuff. So Allie and I are going to kind of try to go through and
kill the bugs,
unpack everything, and make sure there's no living creatures in these boxes out there.
Right.
Repack everything and then move everything into the house out of the garage.
Is it all like cicadas and stuff?
It's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The thing I saw yesterday, remember I showed you a picture of that thing? It's called a cicada killer.
Because you live in Nashville. That's something that, that's like in Tennessee. That's not here in California.
The bugs here are insane. And this is the worst one I've ever seen. It was half the size of my hand and it looked like a giant wasp mashed up with a beetle, mashed up with a cicada. It was crazy and it was terrifying. I found it dead. It was just laying there, so I picked it up and I moved it somewhere I could take a picture of it. But it's crazy, the bugs here.
Yeah, those bugs are nasty, man. Well, good luck with that. Have a fun afternoon doing that.
Mm, thanks so much.
I'm going to watch my kid at Junior Lifeguards. Seems easier, you know? Though I will say, I remember when fishing at Lake Castaic one time, I was fishing up there and watched a rattlesnake, the upper lake, watched a rattlesnake swim across the lake right near my boat. What?
Mm.
So, I don't tip my toes in that water.
No, I wouldn't either.
No.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
I mean, I know you're doing this because she's gone, but she's actually still in the other room. It's ridiculous.
She wrote these stories, so the author is mere feet away, but I'll read them. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson said he's really nervous about playing Joey Ramone in the Netflix biopic, I Slept with Joey Ramone. That's the name of it. He said it's a dream come true and that they're giving him a shot, and he says he hopes he does it justice and he doesn't let anybody down. He also said he's taking drum, guitar, and singing lessons in preparation for the part, as well as doing his research. I'm excited to see that. I like the Ramones. Better Call Saul star Bob Odenkirk was hospitalized on Tuesday after collapsing on set in New Mexico. I was like glued to the internet and Twitter all day yesterday waiting for updates. And we found out, we didn't really have any details before that, but we found out that he's doing okay. Yesterday, his reps released a statement that said, "We can confirm Bob is in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident." His son Nate tweeted, "He's going to be okay." Such a huge sigh of relief. According to TMZ, it was touch and go for the last day, but it looks like he's now out of the woods. Sources say Odenkirk was unconscious during the early hours in the hospital, although he is now lucid. So we hope all continues to go well, and we wish him a speedy recovery. I'm Kevin with your Hollywood headlines.
All right, Kevin, thank you for your show, buddy.
Thank you for your show.
Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Valerie Hernandez and Jillian Escoto in the other room. Thank you for your show as well. Have a wonderful Thursday morning. Nina Chantel's in next for Lisa Fox. She does have $1,000 easy money coming up 10 o'clock. So basically like 2 days left with easy money today and tomorrow. So do try and win that. We have something special planned for you next week. But easy money continues for the next 2 days. Your chance at $1,000. You text the keyword we give you to the number 200-200. You can win $1,000. Good luck. Tony Jordan, it's the final check in the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
What's up?
This is Valentine in the Morning.
That wraps up the Valentine in the Morning full show podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that after we got off the air. Once again, we are not letting you listen to this during the live radio show. We'd be very upset if you did.
If we could make it impossible, we would.
Because we want you guys to be there for the live show. We want you to be in that moment with us.
You can win a ton of cool stuff if you listen live.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'd also like you to follow us on social networks. You can follow Jill on Instagram.
At Jillian Elaine.
And you follow Kevy.
At Kevin Mano.
Follow myself at Go4Valentine. Go, the number 4, Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.